In this tutorial, we will review the first core measure of the Meaningful Use Stage 2 objectives. Core measure number one refers to CPOE, or Computerized Provider Order Entry. This measure now requires that a certain percentage of all medications, laboratory orders, and radiology orders must be entered by a licensed healthcare professional. This measure now requires that a certain percentage of all medications, laboratory orders, and radiology orders must be entered by a licensed healthcare professional. You should notice that Stage 2 of Meaningful Use has now increased the CPOE requirements to include both the lab and radiology orders. You should notice that Stage 2 of Meaningful Use has now increased the CPOE requirements to include both the lab and radiology orders. Since you have now completed stage one of Meaningful Use, you should be familiar with how to enter a medication order using CPOE. Since you have now completed stage one of Meaningful Use, you should be familiar with how to enter a medication order using CPOE. This tutorial will briefly review the medications area and then proceed to the laboratory and radiology screens to demonstrate how to be successful using CPOE to enter these types of orders. For stage two, the medication orders threshold has now increased to require over 60% of all medications ordered during the reporting period to be recorded using CPOE. This means that for all of the medications that the eligible provider This means that for all of the medications that the eligible provider creates during the reporting period, 60% of those must be entered by a licensed healthcare professional. The medication order does not have to be entered by the reporting provider, but the intent is that the person entering the order on behalf of the eligible provider is someone who is capable of exercising clinical judgment when making an entry that generates alerts. The medication order does not have to be entered by the reporting provider, but the intent is that the person entering the order on behalf of the eligible provider is someone who is capable of exercising clinical judgment when making an entry that generates alerts. In the user setup area of MedEnt, there is a flag for indicating which users can be considered a licensed healthcare professional. If the user is associated with a doctor number that is set up as a physician, physician's assistant, or a nurse practitioner in the doctor master file, then the licensed healthcare professional flag will automatically be set to yes at this screen. In the user setup area of MedEnt, there is a flag for indicating which users can be considered as a licensed healthcare professional. If the user is associated with a doctor number that is set up as a physician, physician's assistant, or a nurse practitioner in the doctor master file, then the licensed healthcare professional flag will automatically be set to yes at this screen. Certified medical assistants are allowed to enter orders using CPOE. Certified medical assistants are allowed to enter orders using CPOE. However, it is your office's responsibility to update the licensed healthcare professional flag for those users who meet this criteria. Certified medical assistants are allowed to enter orders using CPOE. However, it is your office's responsibility to update the licensed healthcare professional flag for those users who meet this criteria. Clicking over the link will allow you to manually set the flag for users who are not automatically set in this field. Clicking over the link will allow you to set. When running a report for the CPOE measure, the report will only be looking at orders made during the reporting period. Any medication that is refilled during the reporting period will be excluded from the measure. The report looks at the prescribing doctor of the medication first. If the doctor number in the prescribing doctor field is not flagged as a physician, PA, or nurse practitioner, then the report will look at the doctor number in the supervising doctor field. If the prescriber has the nurse non-eligible provider flag set to yes in the doctor master file, then the order will be excluded from reporting. If the prescriber has the nurse non-eligible provider flag set to yes in the doctor master file, then the order will be excluded from reporting. If the other prescriber checkbox is clicked on a medication order, that order will not be included in the report. Similarly, if the other prescriber checkbox is clicked on the medication order, that order will not be included in the report. If the eligible provider orders less than 100 total medications during the reporting period, they can be excluded from this part of the measure. Stage 2 of meaningful use now requires all eligible providers to record over 30% of all of their lab orders during the reporting period. Stage 2 of meaningful use now requires that all eligible providers Stage 2 of meaningful use now requires all eligible providers to record over 30% of all of their lab orders during the reporting period using CPOE. Recording lab orders using CPOE is very similar to the medication order entry. The requirement is that any lab order that is entered must be entered electronically by a licensed healthcare professional in order to be recorded as CPOE. This report is based on the amount of laboratory orders during the reporting period. Similar to the medication orders, this report is based on the amount of laboratory orders during the reporting period. This report is based on the amount of laboratory orders during the reporting period. The report is looking at the doctor in the performing doctor field. The report is looking at the doctor in the performing doctor field. The report is looking at the doctor in the performing doctor field. If the doctor in the prescribing... The report is looking at the doctor in the performing doctor field. The report is looking at the doctor in the performing doctor field. The report is looking at the doctor in the performing doctor field. If the doctor in the performing doctor field is not set as a physician, PA, or nurse practitioner in the doctor master file, then the report will look at the provider in the supervising doctor field. The report is looking at the doctor in the performing doctor field. If the doctor in the performing doctor field is not set as a physician, PA, or nurse practitioner in the doctor master file, then the report will look to the provider in the supervising doctor field. Please note that labs marked as other provider will not be included in the CPOE measures report. Please note that labs marked as other provider will not be included in the CPE. Please note that labs marked as other provider will not be included in the CPOE measure report. The CPOE measure report. The CPOE measure report. If the reporting provider orders less than 100 lab tests during the reporting period, the lab orders part of the CPOE measure can be excluded. The lab orders part of the CPOE measure can be excluded. Like the lab orders, during the reporting period, all eligible providers must record over 30% of all radiation imaging orders using computerized provider order entry. Like the lab orders, during the reporting period, all eligible providers must record over 30% of all radiation imaging orders using computerized provider order entry. Again, the radiology orders. Again, the radiology orders do not have to be entered directly by the reporting provider, but must be entered by a licensed healthcare professional in order to be counted as CPOE. The report will check to see that the doctor in the performing doctor field is a physician, physician assistant, or nurse practitioner. If the doctor does not meet this criteria, the report will check the supervising doctor field. The exclusion for the radiology part of CPOE, the exclusion for the radiology part of CPOE can be met if the eligible provider orders less than 100 radiology orders during the reporting period. The exclusion for the radiology part of CPOE can be met if the eligible provider orders less than 100 radiology orders during the reporting period. The exclusion for the radiology part of CPOE can be met if the eligible provider orders less than 100 radiology orders during the reporting period. It is important to remember that because the C1 CPOE measure consists of multiple parts, the required percentages for each the medications, labs, and radiology orders must be exceeded before the measure can be considered as met. It is important to remember that because the C1 CPOE measure, the required percentages for each the medications, labs, and radiology orders must be exceeded before the measure can be considered as met. the required percentages for each of the medications, labs, and radiology orders must be exceeded. All must be exceeded. The required percentages for each of the medications. The required percentages for each of the medication. The medications. It is important to remember that because the C1 CPOE measure consists of multiple parts, the required percentages for each of the medications, labs, and radiologies and radiology orders must all be exceeded before the measure can be considered as met. The required percentages for each. The required percentages for each of the medications, labs, and radiology orders must all be exceeded before the must all be exceeded before the measure can be must all be cons, must all be exceeded before the measure can be considered as met. When this criteria is met and a report has been run, the CPOE measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use Dashboard. When this criteria is met and a report has been run, the CPOE measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use Dashboard. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 CPOE Measure video tutorial. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 CPOE Measure video tutorial. CPOE Measure Video Tutorial.